On February 14, 2023, Blaze started school and he was going 6 hours a week. So 3 hours on Tuesday and 3 hours on Wednesday. Or no, 3 hours Tuesday, 3 hours Thursday. And Thomas was still living in Austin until he moved to Pennsylvania in June 2023. And after Blaze started school, I decided I was going to start going to a place to work out. And a place where it was only a 30-minute workout. And it was a really intense workout. So I believe I started it in February or March. I signed up for the 1 week free thing. So I went on a Tuesday while he was in school, and I was partnered up with a woman named Amy, and she helped me with the exercises because they were all interesting names. And so she would go, and then I would go after her so I could see exactly how she was doing it. And I thought she was really kind, and I liked her, and she was very fit and very strong. And then the next day, well, my very first day, the new owner was leaving, and the previous owner was leaving, and the new owner was taking over. My very first day, big transition. And so the previous owner had a pretty open policy where your kids could walk around with you while you're working out. And the new owner, the next day when I went, that role was no longer because her insurance didn't cover that or something. And I also brought my sister that day. So I brought Sheila and Blaze, because Blaze wasn't in school that day, and I wanted Sheila to check it out with me so she could work out. So it didn't really pan out because Blaze didn't want to be in the play area. He was really upset. So I barely got a workout in or anything. And Sheila did some of this stuff. It was pretty intense. Anyway, Amy, this woman I meet, I found out is a realtor when I'm talking to her. She has a few children, but adult children. And fast forward 2 months, it's in, I believe, April, and Thomas is visiting, and there's this house for sale on Main Street, and I say, why don't you call Amy? And he says, she's the one who's listed as the realtor. And I was like, oh, cool. So we go and look at the house with her. Beautiful old house. He's only in town for a week. Besides, maybe he doesn't actually want to buy that house. And this house ends up being on the same block as the person I told that I have feelings for. Side note. And fast forward to this year. Thomas reaches out to Amy in May, and she becomes his realtor to buy the house down the street. She helps him buy that house. And then more recently, 2 months ago or something, a month ago, I call Amy and say I'm thinking about selling the house, and you know, there's one room that isn't complete yet before I call her, and I'm heading out of town to go visit my dad and my sisters, and I give her the code to look at the house while I'm gone. And she tells me, you know, it's great energy. She wasn't sure if it was the house or me or both. She loves the vibe and everything. And when I talked to her recently about it, she said it's desirable and things. And anyway, in the meantime, she gives me, you know, the contact for a contractor to finish the ceiling in my new meditation room, which used to be my bedroom. And while he's working on it, he has the time, so I just ask him to finish the whole room. He does the floor and the trim around the two windows and the trim around the two doors, the floor in the closet, the drywall to the basement stairs, so that I can get clarity on whether or not I want to keep the house. Now that it's done, it'll feel like I can really sell it if I want to. And he did a beautiful job. And while he's working on that, Amy goes on her first vacation in 14 years. And she gets back. I call her maybe a week later and let her know, you know, I'm not so sure about whether or not I want to sell the house. And just talk about life stuff, talk about her vacation, tell her how, you know, I'd like to have some mom friends or just friends in general. And she tells me the contractor that worked on my house, his mom, she thinks I would really vibe with. And then also says that she would enjoy having a coffee or something with me. And we were going to meet up Friday, but then I had tentative dinner plans. I didn't know exactly what time, with one of my friends from high school, my good friends. He wasn't sure when he was going to get off work, so it was tentative in that way. And so I let her know I have tentative plans, and I message her when I get back and say, hey, I'm going to stay in for the night. But we were actually going to hang out on Friday, and I do look forward to connecting with her, getting to know her, maybe getting to know this other woman she mentioned, and there's another woman from Blaze's school that I signed up for a program at the school. She comes to the house twice a month about, and she has really great energy too. She's a really cool person, but I've never hung out with her really outside of, you know, school related stuff, the program or school activities. So I think it'd be fun to do something with her like that. Well, one of the things she talked about was painting the deck. That would be really fun. Maybe her and I can do that. And so it does feel like, after a year and a half of getting to know some people, there is authentic, loving connection on the horizon. Well, there's already authentic, loving connection happening, and I would like it to maybe go to a deeper level. I realize that hanging out with one person one-on-one for a few hours is enough for me. After that, I need a little bit of respite. And hanging out earlier in the day is better for me, because sometimes I can be really worn out by 7. but perhaps that will change. And that'll feel different over time. And I can hang out with people a little later. So we shall see about all of that. And I'm open to receiving and giving love authentically. In a friendly way. And creating tribe. Thank you, universe. Thank you, thank you, thank you.